Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Now, we've been talking last week about the absolute necessity of the Church of the Living God walking in love so that we can know and cooperate with God in the plan that He has for the Church to fill us with His glory and make us a great witness to the world. Now, we looked last week at the scripture which tells us that we have a law. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. He said, I give you a new commandment in John 13:34, and this is it, that you love each other as I have loved you, and men will know that you are mine because of this love. So I'm going to teach you this week what I learned from Kenneth E. Hagin. You know, I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin for years. And sometimes I think, well, the greatest thing I learned from Brother Hagin was faith. And that's important, all right. Then I think another thing, the greatest thing I learned from Brother Hagin is how to be led by the Spirit of God. And that is absolutely of utmost importance. But I tell you what saved me and saved my marriage. And saved me many times when through persecution or other things that come at you when you're a minister, was knowing how to walk in love. Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity. Now, the King James here uses the word charity. It is the Greek word agape. Now, this means the God kind of love. We're going to be talking this week about the God kind of love. This is not natural human love. Natural human love is very selfish. Natural human love, I know my husband was walking in it when he said to my mother one day, he was walking in natural human love. My girls had gotten to be teenagers, and they were beautiful teenagers, and here we're coming around what he called hairy-legged boys. And calling on our girls. And he said to Marie, he said to my mother-in-law, Marie, he said, I don't know what it is, but it just seems to me there are no boys good enough for my daughters. That's natural human love. Natural human love can swear undying and stand in front of God and make vows. And then in a year or two, it's in a divorce court. I remember hearing Brother Hagin say, the God kind of love has never been to a divorce court. Two Christians walking in the God kind of love have never been to a divorce court and will never go. Now, Brother Hagin said, I didn't say that Christians haven't stood in a divorce court, but at least one of them had to be walking outside the love law. So what we're talking about this week is not natural human love. But this is the God kind of love. 1 Corinthians 13:1-3, I'm reading King James. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not the God kind of love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity or the God kind of love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not the God kind of love, it profits me nothing. The Bible says, and I'm reading for Brother Hagin's book called Love, the Way to Victory, page 3. The Bible says that even if all the gifts of the Spirit manifest through us without God's love, it wouldn't profit us anything. It would be as nothing. Think about that. If we understood all mysteries and possessed all knowledge and all faith, but we didn't have God's love operating in us and flowing through us, it would profit us nothing. Even giving to the poor and self-sacrifice are nothing unless we are motivated by love. Nothing you do will profit you unless it's done from the motive of God's love. You can readily see why the God kind of love is so important and why the Bible says it's even greater than faith and hope. Think about it. Brothers and sisters, we've already had our sins washed away and we've been born again. And Jesus has stood before the judgment bar of God on that for us. But we, every one of us, have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. There our works will follow us. Some will be gold, silver, and precious stones, and they will endure. Some will be wood, hay, and stubble, and will burn up behind us. Everything that you've done in the service of the Lord will burn up as wood, stay, and hay, and stubble, unless the God kind of love has been the motive behind it. Ah, that'll keep you on the track for God. That'll keep you working for God. The Bible also says that it's by God's love in us, that all men know we are his disciples. It's not by the faith or by our hope that all men will know we're his disciples. It's by God's love. John 13:35. Now, Brother Hagin says, on page 4, if the God kind of love is so important, then we need to know what it is. You understand, of course, that the God kind of love is not the same as natural human love. Natural human love can turn to hatred overnight, but God's love never fails. We find God's love defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, and we're going to go there. Now, I'm going to tell you a story before we go there. I came to know Brother Hagin in 1967 and received the baptism with the Holy Spirit under his laying on of hands. In 1970, I came to work for him and work for him 10 years. Doing the word of faith, taking his teaching, putting it into books, putting it into lessons, and it was a marvelous and wonderful job because this great man of God, I got to work with the teachings. The Lord had told him, you take your teachings and put them into print. So I got to help him obey the Lord. And it was what saved my life, really. Saved my marriage. And I remember when I first came to work for Brother Hagin, he was going to do a seminar on how to walk in love. Now, at that time, I was born again. I was filled with the Spirit. I loved my husband very much. We had 4 children. We loved our children. If you would have mentioned divorce to us, we would have never thought about it. But I thought that I walked in love toward Kent. In fact, I thought I was very self-righteous and that I was helping him to walk the way. I was teaching him to tithe. I was teaching him that he had to go to church every time the door opened. And I was helping him to obey God. And I was very self-righteous. Now, I didn't know that I was self-righteous at the time, but I was. And when Brother Hagin had his seminar on how to walk in love, I knew that I would take it and put it into written lessons. And so I had to take good notes. And I was quite sure that I knew how to walk in love. Might learn a thing or two, you know. But mainly, I've got to make this into printed word. And so, Brother Hagin, in teaching us how to walk in love, he gave us some steps. Number one, how to walk in love. You must be born again. Only born again people can walk in the divine love of God. Anyone can walk in natural human love, and some do a better job of walking in what is close to divine love than others do. But only the born again believer can walk in what the Bible calls the God kind of love. That's because it's your new birth, you change. The moment you are born again, when you confess that God raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 10:9-10, you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you claim him as your own Lord and Savior, then inside you something happens. Your spirit dies. What happened to it? I don't know. Holy Ghost killed it, I think. And you become brand new, born again from birth. You are the seed of God. Your spirit is born again. Now you will need to know that man is three part. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. In that verse, it tells us that man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. All men, everywhere, born again, unborn again, they are spirits. They're not flesh creatures. They're spirits. They're made in the image of God. When someone dies, their spirit departs one way or the other. But you look at that body and you know that's not the person. The person was an inner man. And the Bible calls that inner man the spirit. Also, inside of man's body dwells his soul. Spirit, soul, and body. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And the spirit man, the real man, along with his soul, mind, will, and emotions, lives in a human body. That flesh body is made up of the earth. It allows you to move around in the earth and have contact with things in this realm, beings in this realm, and it also gives you a place of authority here on the earth. Spirit, soul, and body. Say after me, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Now, to have the God kind of love and operate in it, you must be born again. Because at the moment when you are born again, something happens to you. Step two in how to walk in love. Step one, you must be born again. Step two, know Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Your heart, not your head, not your soul, but your heart. And heart and spirit are the same. Your spirit. Inside your spirit, the moment you got born again, the God kind of love was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. We'll take it right up here tomorrow, but in the meantime, you'll surely want Brother Hagin's book, which tells you all these things and where I learned it. Love the Way to Victory by Kenneth E. Hagin. Normally sells for $10, but we're offering it in a special package along with my tape on how I learned to walk in love, and I call it How to Walk in Love. You can get it in a cassette tape or you can get it in a CD. For $10, you can have the book and the tape. Write us at Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. You can go online. Go online to Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org. And there online, you can listen to this radio broadcast again. We put our radio broadcasts online. But we would like you also to come to our School of Eschatology. That's going to be August 14 through 17. Requires registration because we try to keep it a small group. And so we want you to have a place in it. And just when you call 1-800-972-3447, say, hey, I want to be in that special school Billy Brim's having, the study of these last days, with emphasis on the book of Ezekiel and all the other prophets and what they had to say about Iran, Iraq, Israel, all the things we're watching today. This is Billy Brim saying unto you until tomorrow, Shalom, Shalom.